My guest is going to teach you how to activate every promise in God's Word. You can, you must do it for yourself.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. I have been so looking forward to this particular interview because I'm convinced that this is the missing link that has been blocking you walking in the supernatural of every promise that God has. And I want you to be normal. Now, my guest, Jim Richards, has spent 35 years studying health and studying the Bible. He has 3 earned doctorate degrees, and he has developed a way of praying to make you so free that you can believe God with all of your heart. And that is the reason why God's not answering a lot of your prayers. You're not believing God with all of your heart. There's some blockage, if you will. And we're going to get rid of that blockage, Jim Richards. Now, Jim, I look at you, and it's hard to believe the background that you came from. Your father was violent. Your stepfather then became violent.
Right.
And you had, I hope you don't get upset with me saying this, you had a crazy grandmother that you live with.
Yeah,
how did you even survive? Tell me the most violent thing that happened to you.
You know, the most violent thing that my father did was when we were children, tried to burn us all alive, you know, while he was in a drunken rage. The most violent thing my stepfather ever did was broke into the bedroom and stabbed me in my sleep, really intending to murder me, and I managed to narrowly escape with my life.
You have to believe today that if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, if it were not for applying these principles that we share, I would be bitter, angry, enraged, you know, full of all kinds of complications in life. But it's really, I am free from all of that. I'm free from the power of all of that by applying these principles.
Okay. You're in a band, and the drummer's cousin is one of your dealers for drugs.
Right.
he tells you a story that is amazing. Tell me about it.
Right. Yeah, he was actually enraged because our drug supplier in Atlanta had gotten saved.
I could imagine he would be enraged
You know, and that was our party time. That's how we made money, you know. So he's telling me, he's cussing, he's ranting and raving. He says, you know, Ernie's got that blank in religion. He's blank and telling about Jesus. So he's ranting and raving and cussing. But what was really interesting is through this process, it was the first time in my life that I ever actually heard the gospel. Now, I had gone to church. I used to go to churches, knock on the office door. I'd go because I had hair out to here, and I'd be barefoot, no shirt on, eyes red, and, you know, I was crazy. And it would scare them. I understand
that. Yeah, you took after your crazy grandma.
That's right. But I would go in and just say, listen, my name is Jim Richards. I'm a drug dealer. I'm a musician. I'm dying. I got to find God. And I never had one single minister ever tell me how to get saved. I had them tell me I was going to hell. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I had him say, don't worry, nobody's going to hell.
So this musician that's upset because his drug dealer has now become a Christian tells you about it, and in mocking it,
that's right.
You end up getting the information you needed.
You know, the key thing that he said that what captured my heart, he said, Ernie told me if you wasn't blank, blank for God, you just blank, blank against God. I'm not blank, you know. Man, when I got out of that car, for the first time in my life, I knew there is no neutral ground. And if I'm not for God, I'm against Him. And I never knew I was against God. And I'll tell you, I prayed, you know, I was 21 years old. I was born with a congenital kidney disease. By this time, I'd been on drugs, you know, since I was in my mid-teens because I was a runaway at 14. I had sores all over me. My hair was falling out. Every morning I woke up with blood, you know, coming out my nose on my pillow. I was having seizures. You just go down the list of all of these medical problems that I had.
From your beatings, you had all those broken bones.
Well, beatings, substance, you know, I'd overdosed on drugs a few times and nearly died from that. I'm telling you, I just prayed. And I didn't even know what to say, but I said, God, here's the deal. And that's exactly what I said. I said, here's the deal. I don't understand this, but this has got something to do with Jesus dying for me. And I don't know what that means, but I said, here's the deal. If you'll have me, I will give you my life. I said, but there's two things. Number one, I'm not going to believe anything anybody says about you unless I see it in a Bible for myself. So I need a Bible because I'd heard all kinds of crazy things about God. And I said, number two, I am not going to play church. This has got to be the real deal. I don't mind giving you my life, but I'm not going to play any games. And, you know, I had a revelation of the love of God. And all I know is I entered into what seemed like eternity, had a revelation of the love of God. And what was really only seconds, but seemed like months, I was a different man. And that was it. And I was off drugs.
Okay. You get set free.
Yep.
But now you're 28 and you're dying of kidney disease.
Yep.
What'd you do about it?
I'm serving God. I'm walking along. Everything is going great. You know, I'm succeeding at life, succeeding at ministry. I'm 28 years old. I get one morning with pain in my side and they take me to the hospital and they rush me from one hospital to another hospital for emergency surgery. And the radiologist told a nurse that was in the church I was pastoring and said, we have never seen anybody with kidneys this bad that was still alive. My kidneys had actually reduced down to a third of the size of normal. I had tumors. I had renal cysts on both kidneys, several tumors, several cysts. And so I began this process that took 4.5 years to walk out of. You know, I'd love to say that I just prayed one prayer. But see, here's the thing. And even every aspect of what I share gets down to this. We've got to persuade our heart to believe the truth. Because until we believe the truth in our heart, it's just information. And, you know, when you got pain in your body or when you got bills that you can't pay, then you've got all of this evidence out here that says the promises of God are not yours. Contrary to popular belief, the Bible says you're going to believe what you have the evidence to believe. Because it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen.
When we come back, Jim has found there are trapped feelings.
That's right.
Science is finally, because of his studies from medicine and the Bible, science is finally catching up with the Bible. There are trapped emotions, trapped feelings. Some may even be generational, but when you can get rid of them, you can begin to believe God with all of your heart. What is trapped in your body? Don't go away. We're going to find out.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with His love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, SidRoth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to SidRoth.org today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Jim Richards. And have you ever been to a doctor and the doctor says, well, did your mother or father have cancer, have heart trouble? Oh, they did? And they write this down. And basically, you got it in your genes. You either have good genes or bad genes. But even science is finding that's not true anymore. Jim, explain what you, from your studies and from the study of the Bible, your studies in the medical area and the studies in the Bible, what you have found out.
What we have discovered now, and the Bible taught this, but it used different language, you know. Mm-hmm. But what we've discovered is that the experiences that go all the way back to when we were in the womb and actually can be taken from generation to generation. And it's not that they're curses. I want to say that. We understand that cellular memory, once something stays in a family for up to three generations, by that fourth generation, you're kind of hardwired for that. Like if you live in poverty for three generations, from there on out, you kind of come into the world wired to believe and expect for poverty. And likewise, we realize that as people have painful emotions, they have painful experience, the Bible calls that an offense. It's a pain that we take inside that literally that goes into our body, into our cells. You know, the book of Proverbs says it this way. It says the words of the wicked are wicked words. It says they go into us and lie in wait for our blood. The book of Jeremiah says that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? In the Hebrew, that actually says the heart is covered with footprints and makes it become chaotic. See, we have these experiences in life.
Is that why people have difficulty changing behavior?
Oh, yeah.
Someone addicted to overeating,
yeah,
or drugs, whichever.
Exactly. See, behavior modification doesn't change anything on the inside. Behavior modification is where you just try harder, and one day you get tired trying harder and you fail. Because you see, inwardly, literally in the cells of our body, and Paul said this, he said, inwardly I delight after the law of God. He said, but I see at work in my members and in my mind. That word members is literally parts. He said, there's something in my body parts that literally wars against the law of God. And the law of God is the law of the Spirit and life. And what we know that is are cellular memories that literally become imprinted in the cells of our body. Now, what makes this so interesting is since God spoke everything into existence, those words are literally frequencies. Every word that God spoke has a specific frequency. And we know now that my liver has a certain frequency, that if it doesn't stay at that frequency, it's not healthy. My heart has a certain frequency. Every organ in my body has a certain frequency.
Now, what gets the organ out of frequency?
When I am hurt, when I hold an offense in, when I get a pain and I don't send that pain away, and the word send away literally means to forgive. When I don't send that away, I hold on to it. That's what Jesus said. He said, now, when somebody sins against you, he wasn't talking about I can forgive your sins in the place of God. He said, when somebody sins, you can forgive, you can send it away. He says, or you can retain it. There's two choices. You send them away, you hold on to them. If I hold on to hurt, that hurt literally becomes a vibration inside every cell of my body that causes my liver possibly to not really vibrate to that perfect frequency that God spoke into existence, or my heart. And so I'm trying to get healed, but I'm holding on to hurt and pain that's causing me to stay sick.
Okay, but behavior modification, the frequency stays the same. So no wonder people start going in a big circle.
Behavior modification usually makes it worse because in behavior modification, you always fail. You always try hard, fail, get up and try hard and fail. And those failures actually cause you to start having negative feelings of guilt, and they exacerbate the problem.
I'm amazed how science is confirming what the Bible says.
Yes.
But you were talking about someone that would have a heart transplant, mm-hmm, or an organ transplant.
Yeah.
And talk about not just the emotions, even memories are in those cells. Tell me one.
Yeah, there was a landmark case where a child received a heart. And the moment this child came out of surgery, she began having dreams about being murdered. And it was so challenging that they tracked down who the donor was. And the donor came from a child that had been murdered. And in a landmark case, they used the dreams of the child who had received this heart, because she was dreaming the memories of this child that had been killed, and they got a description of the man who murdered the child, found him and prosecuted him based on the memories that were stored in that heart.
So how do you get your body wired the way God originally intended? So, if you will, the frequencies of your body are just a perfect symphony. If you can't do it through behavior modification, right, how can you do it?
You know, you do it through what the Bible calls put off, put on. I've got to put off or send away any feeling, any emotion, anything that's going, thought that's going on inside me that is inconsistent with the promises of God in Jesus. You see, as long as I hold on to a thought of me, a belief of me, a feeling about me that's inconsistent with who I am in Jesus. See, in Jesus, I'm righteous, I'm saved, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prospered, I'm blessed, I'm protected. But if I hold on to anything that makes me feel or think less than who I am in Jesus, then that keeps those cells functioning in ways that are inconsistent
okay,
with how God
you said
me.
Put off. Well, what do you put on?
You put on who you are in Jesus. And that's the key thing. You know, I'll give you a great example. You know, I had a situation where I knew I was getting pneumonia. I've had pneumonia several times. I knew I was getting pneumonia. I was having some emotions that I was struggling with. I'll tell you, I got down, I relaxed, I got in contact with God, and as sincerely as I could with God, you know, I prayed something very similar to what we call the transformation prayer. God, search my heart. I want to see in me, show me the root of this. I want to deal with the root of this, to go to the very core of my being. And basically, I identified this emotion that I was feeling, and I said, I send you away in the name of Jesus. You're not from God. I don't want you. And it left.
Okay, I want to have the disease left?
No, first the emotion left,
okay,
and the moment peace came, then I knew I could deal with the disease.
Okay, here's what I want Jim to do. I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to talk about some feelings I have that I wish I didn't have, and I want him to pray for me, but here's what's going to happen. You're going to learn how to do it. Don't go away. Be right back.
Are you or someone you know struggling physically, emotionally, or even financially? Do you long to be set free from problems that never seem to go away? Jim Richards wants to help you receive your healing and your supernatural breakthrough. We'll be back with more of It's Supernatural in just one moment. Call now and get Jim Richards' life-changing 8-part audio CD teaching, Change Your Heart, Change Your World, and the Transformational Prayer bookmark. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9143. Through this 8-part audio CD teaching, you will understand how to get your heart, not just your mind, to believe God for all of God's promises. Transform your beliefs so your heart believes for success in every situation. Receive supernatural keys to get rid of negative feelings, emotions, thoughts, and beliefs that reside in your body, causing sickness, pain, torment, and suffering. Jim Richards has included anointed prayers to help change your heart and receive God's promises for your finances, your health, and your relationships. Also receive this exclusive bookmark so you can carry with you the prayer of transformation that will help you believe God for your miracle.
People get healed and it's serendipitous. They're getting healed not because they're trying to get healed. They're getting healed because they're putting off the things that were actually creating the diseases and the dysfunctions in their body.
Don't miss out on getting Jim Richards' life-changing 8-part audio CD teaching, Change Your Heart, Change Your World, and the Transformational Prayer bookmark. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9143. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9143 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Jim Richards, and this is amazing. Jim, repeat what you just said to me that science has just found out.
Science has now discovered that every time your heart beats, it sends an encoded signal to every cell in your body that basically updates that cell to what you believe about yourself right now. Every cell is reprogrammed every time your heart beats.
And isn't this what Jesus taught us?
That's exactly what Jesus taught us. And that's the amazing thing is all the way back to the book of Proverbs, for thousands of years, God has given us what science didn't know. And, you know, I can remember even 20 years ago, I would have heart doctors make fun of me when I would say this. Now, those very heart doctors are getting trained to understand in cellular biology how all of this stuff works.
When you find an emotion that someone's dealing with as you're counseling right. them, you know how it's affecting their body. Okay. Give me an example.
For example, we know from a biblical and medical point of view that fear, if a person's having abiding fear, it's about their kidneys. They got trouble in their kidneys. Hmm. If a person's having abiding anger, it's going to be their liver. If a person's having abiding grief and sorrow, it's going to be their respiratory system. If a person is having fright, like panic attacks, it's going to be their heart.
Give me an example of you. Give me an example of emotion you had and how it affected a specific part of your body.
Well, you know, I was born with a congenital kidney disease. And in communion with the Lord, one time I was just praying. It's like, Lord, how did this happen? Where did this start? And I immediately heard my father's voice. And I thought I was having a vision. And I realized I was hearing my father's voice when I was in the womb. And he was threatening my mother. And I heard my mother's very thoughts. And she said, as soon as I have this baby, he'll start beating me again. And see, the fear that my mother felt literally became imprinted in my kidneys. And that's why I was born with a congenital kidney disease. Now, I don't blame my mother. You know, it's not there. But I also realize if I put off that fear and remove that from my being, then my kidneys had the opportunity to start healing themselves the way God created them to heal themselves.
Okay. Let me... The rubber meets the road, so to speak. I'm going to tell you something, an emotion or a feeling that I'm dealing with. My father was a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And... to a degree, I want everything to be right.
Right.
Now, I know better. I can't show this.
Right.
So what do? Is I internalize it, and that's the worst thing that can happen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So I'm driving, mm-hmm. and someone cuts me off,
mm-hmm.
and I immediately there's an upset within me. Now I don't want that upset.
Right.
How do I get rid of it?
You know, I would start with the feeling that I have at that moment, that upset. I would give it a name, you know, whether it's anger, whether it's frustration or whatever you would call it that moment. But whatever it is, you're going to call it by a name just so you can identify it. And you're going to go through a process of sending away or putting it off and putting it on something else. And it'd be real simple. What would you call that? What would you call that feeling when you have it?
Well, I'll tell you what I call it. I call it pride. Me first. That's what I...
Okay, but if that's what you call it,
yeah.
then it'd be real simple. You would start from the place of pride, you are not from God. Matter of fact, just say that with me.
Okay.
Pride, you're not from God.
You're not from God.
I don't want you.
I don't want you.
You have no place in my life.
You have no place in my life.
And then that's where we turn our heart. Father, search my heart.
Father, search my heart.
Search through every aspect of my being.
Search through every aspect of my being.
Through every cell of my body.
Through every cell of my body.
To the very root and core of this pride.
To the very root and core of this pride.
And by your grace.
And by your grace.
I expect the courage.
I expect the courage.
To forgive myself.
To forgive myself.
To forgive others.
To forgive others.
To forgive every circumstance.
To forgive every circumstance.
That has contributed to this problem.
That has contributed to this problem.
Now, pride.
Now, pride.
I send you away.
I send you away.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I choose.
And I choose.
Now, this is where I say, what would you rather feel when this happens?
Love.
All right. Then this
love, love for the person that just cut me off in traffic.
Then we'd pray this way. I choose to feel love.
I choose to feel love.
I am in Christ.
I am in Christ.
I am loved.
I am loved.
I am accepted.
I am accepted.
The love of God abounds in my heart.
The love of God abounds in my
heart. I choose to feel love.
I choose to feel love.
I choose to speak love.
I choose to speak love.
And by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
I trust
the love of God.
The love of God to manifest in my life.
To manifest in my life.
And it's literally that simple.
And I just heard something I might add. But here's the important thing for you. What emotions are you dealing with? And I have some good news for you. I prayed that prayer when I first sat under Jim's teaching, and those feelings did not go away. But yesterday, and Jim knows this, I was involved in a 3-car accident. And I got out, And it wasn't my fault. I was stopped at a red light. I had nothing to do with it. One car hit the car behind me, and the car behind me hit me. And the driver was a Jewish man from New York, a non-believer in the Messiah. And guess what? He said to me, "How can you be so peaceful after I just crashed into your new car?" And I said, "I'm glad you asked me." And I was able to tell him why I was so peaceful. And he wanted a copy of my book, and he wanted to know more about the Messiah. And this is all going on because I didn't react the way I used to. So thank you for that prayer.
Thank the Lord that it works.
It does. And you know what? I'm convinced that as these emotions come up in you and you start dealing with them and putting off, as Jim taught, and putting on, you are going to be freer and freer. And the words of God, the promises, they're all going to come to pass in your life. That's exciting. That's something to be very excited about. I can't wait for you to get free and be normal.
Are you or someone you know struggling physically, emotionally, or even financially? Do you long to be set free from problems that never seem to go away? Jim Richards wants to help you receive your healing and your supernatural breakthrough. We'll be back with more of It's Supernatural in just one moment. Call now and get Jim Richards' life-changing 8-part audio CD teaching, Change Your Heart, Change Your World, and the Transformational Prayer bookmark. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9143. Through this 8-part audio CD teaching, you will understand how to get your heart, not just your mind, to believe God for all of God's promises. Transform your beliefs so your heart believes for success in every situation. Receive supernatural keys to get rid of negative feelings, emotions, thoughts, and beliefs that reside in your body, causing sickness, pain, torment, and suffering. Jim Richards has included anointed prayers to help change your heart and receive God's promises for your finances, your health, and your relationships. Also receive this exclusive book mark so you can carry with you the prayer of transformation that will help you believe God for your miracle.
People get healed and it's serendipitous. They're getting healed not because they're trying to get healed. They're getting healed because they're putting off the things that were actually creating the diseases and the dysfunctions in their body.
Don't miss out on getting Jim Richards' life-changing 8-part audio CD teaching, Change Your Heart, Change Your World, and the Transformational Prayer bookmark. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9143. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9143 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest is going to teach you how to supernaturally worship God. This is the only true worship. This is why you were created. You are going to recapture the original atmosphere that was in the Garden of Eden. That's normal.